have heard of this before. We have members come in with different stories, and that has been one of them, even though they have self-excluded throughout. I mean, that's always the first advice we give to somebody turning up in the state and in action, as it were, with gambling, is to put physical barriers in the way, including self-exclusion from both online and betting shops. But I think it's because the betting shops have a high turnover of staff sometimes, and they choose to ignore it. You know, that's the way it is, unfortunately. You know, they think of more of profit than of people's health.
And how worrying is it? Like you said, it's the first piece of advice you'd give, but if that isn't really working, how much of a concern is that?
I've seen people come in to GA with literally nothing and in a terrible state with regards to how they're going to overcome this addiction. And if they're not being helped by the gambling companies, it doesn't do us any good whatsoever, or them, because it just encourages them to feed the addiction day on day. It's so difficult. It really is. I'm shocked, really, that they're not enforcing this.
And this scheme in particular, I think, was brought in a few years ago, and the Gambling Commission have said that it is effective in a way that, like you said, it puts those blocks in place. Mm. But do you think more should be done? Obviously, if this system isn't working, should there be a new system, or do you think more needs to be done to make this system work?
Well, I think they ought to do the best they can. We've had other members that are hooked on going to service areas on motorways, you know, and they spend a fortune in there. I don't know if you've been in one recently, but they're just like a mini casino now. You know, gone are the days where there's a few coin machines. They've really invested a lot of money into taking money off of people. And he has, in fact, excluded himself from several of these service stations, and that seems to have worked. So that's one good thing, but betting shops are a different matter, I believe.